Yes! It's Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to be looking at the letter Q. Q makes the sound of qu, qu. It's kind of like you put the letter K, k and the letter W, w together and you say qu, qu. It's not that tricky because we're going to practice, okay? Here's what I need you to remember. This is called listen and learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow that direction, and do it. Even if you think I'm going too fast for you, it's all good. You can finish coloring or writing something at the end. Let's get started. Pick up your pencil and write your name at the top of your page and write neatly so we can read it and know who you are. I am Mrs. Oldham, and I'm excited to be here with you today. When you have finished writing your name, go ahead and put your pencil down. We're going to color first. So at the top of your page, you should see a picture. There's a lot happening in that bedroom, and a lot of those objects actually begin with the letter Q, and so we are going to find those objects, and we're going to color them. So let's start with the little boy in the bed. His name is Quinn, and the word Quinn, the name Quinn, begins with the letter Q. Qu, 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 qu. So we're going to color Quinn's hair brown. Find your brown crayon and let's color Quinn's hair brown. Quinn begins with the letter Q. Q, Quinn, qu. Like I said, it kind of sounds like a K and a W sound squished together. Qu, qu. Yeah, it's different. It's definitely different, but Q says qu, qu, Quinn. Q, Quinn, qu. All right, so his hair is brown. Yep, he has nice brown hair. And when you're finished coloring his hair, I'm almost done. Let's take 3 seconds. 3, 2, 1. Quinn is holding his fingers to his lip, or his smile, really. And he is saying, be quiet, quiet. Yeah, because there's some animals sleeping in his room. Let's color Quinn's shirt. It's peeking out above his blanket. Let's color his shirt. Oh, let's color it orange. Find some kind of an orange crayon and color Quinn's shirt orange. He is giving the quiet signal. Quiet begins with Q. Qu, qu, quiet. Qu, qu, quiet. Q, quiet. Qu, Q, quiet, qu. Take that K and that W sound, qu, and kind of squish them together and you get the Q sound. All right, that's an itty bitty shirt for Quinn because he's mostly under his blanket. So we can put down our orange crayon. Quinn says, quiet, please, quiet, please. All right, another Q sound is quilt, quilt. Do you see the kitty cat sleeping on the quilt? Quilt. We're going to color our quilt two different colors. Let's find a yellow crayon and a green crayon, some kind of yellow, some kind of green, and we're going to color our quilt green and yellow. You decide how you want your pattern to be, but the kitty cat is sleeping on the quilt. Go ahead and color it green and yellow. You decide. You decide how you want it to look. A quilt are squares sewed together. That's what a quilt is. And quilt begins with the letter Q. Qu, qu, quilt. Quinn says, be quiet, because the kitty cat is asleep on the quilt, quilt. Do you hear that Q sound? Q, quilt, qu. Q, quilt, qu. The kitty cat is sleeping on the quilt. Q, quilt. Quinn says quiet. Quinn says quiet. Yes, quiet. Please be quiet. Quiet, Quinn and Quilt. Begin with the letter Q. Quiet and Quilt and Quinn. Begin with the letter Q. Now, I'm coloring my quilt kind of like a checkered pattern. Kind of have green, then yellow, then green, then yellow. That's kind of how I'm doing mine. But you can do yours however you want, as long as you've tried to make it two different colors, green and yellow. That's the listen part of this activity, that you're coloring your quilt green and yellow. So what letter does quilt, Quinn, and quiet begin with? Which letter? Yes, Q. And Q makes the Q sound. Q. It's like we're taking the letter K sound and the letter W sound and we're squishing them together and we're getting Q. Q. Quilt. Quiet. Quinn. I have finished coloring my quilt. A quilt is a little bit different than a blanket because it has squares sewn together. So I'm going to put down my green and my yellow crayon, but I'll give you a few more seconds to finish coloring your quilt. Quilt begins with the letter Q. So take 6 more seconds and then, finished or not, put down your crayons. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. All right. So boys and girls, should we color the bed? Does bed begin with the letter Q? Bed. No, we're not going to color the bed. Let's see, should we color the dog? Should we color the dog? Dog. Nope, we are not going to color the dog. How about, let's see, the duck? Duck. No, but let me tell you, what does a duck say? Quack, quack. Yes, quack begins with the letter Q. Quack. So let's color the duck orange because duck begins with the letter D, but we're not worried about that. We're worried about what the duck says. What does the duck say? Yes, quack, quack, quack. You can kind of see him quacking in the picture. His mouth is kind of moving. So let's color the duck orange because he says quack, quack. Q, quack, quack. Q, quack, quack. Now that quacking duck is not being quiet. So maybe that's who Quinn is telling to be quiet. I don't think it's real. I think it's a toy. What do you think? I think it's a toy. So Quinn says quiet to the quacking duck. Quack, quack. You can't be loud when there are animals sleeping. So everyone needs to be very, very quiet. Quiet. Very, very quiet. Yes, but that quacking duck is not being quiet. I'm finished coloring the quacking duck, so I'm going to put my orange crayon down. Quacking begins with the letter Q. Quack. All right, now, let's see, should we color the table? Does table begin with the letter Q? Table. No, we're not going to color the table. Let's look at the wall behind Quinn's bed. Looks like a bulletin board of some sort. He's got a card up there and the ABCs up there. And then he has a paper that says name. And then there's 1, 2, 3, 4, and there's some circles. Boys and girls, that is a quiz. Quiz, quiz. Yes, we're going to color the quiz. Let's color the quiz purple. Find some kind of a purple crayon. It's the square piece of paper on the wall behind his bed. And it says name, and then there are 1, 2, 3, 4, and circles on it. That's what we're coloring. The little rectangular piece of paper with the 1, 2, 3, 4. We're coloring it purple. It's a quiz. Quiz begins with the letter Q. Quiz. A quiz is like a test, but it's a simple test. It's a quick test. Ooh, quick. Quick begins with the letter Q. And quiz begins with the letter Q. Q, quiz, qu. Q, quick, qu. Yep. A quiz is a quick test. It's not very long, and it just lets you know what you know. It just tells the teacher what you know. It's quick. It's a quiz that is quick. Quiz, quick. Quilt, quack. Quiet, quinn. All of these begin with the letter Q. And Q says qu. Q says qu. Q says qu. I'm finished coloring my quiz. I did it pretty quick. So I'm putting down my purple crayon. And I'm going to ask you to put down your crayon in 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Let's pick up our pencil because we have found all of the objects in our picture that begin with the letter Q and say Q. And we're going to start on number 1. Boys and girls, these are capital Qs on number 1. If you go across your page, you'll see 3 capital Qs in a row. We can also say uppercase. Let's trace the first one. We're on number 1. Trace the first capital Q. Q says Q. Scoot over, trace the next one. Capital Q says qu. Scoot over, trace the third one. Capital Q, uppercase Q says qu. Scoot over, there's nothing for us to trace because I want you to practice writing your own capital Q. Ready, go. Q says qu. Scoot over, do it again. Uppercase Q says qu. Last time. Do one more. Capital Q says qu. I hope you're doing them neatly, writing them neatly. Let's look at number 2. These are lowercase Qs. We're going to trace those together. Ready? Let's trace the first one. Lowercase Q says qu. Scoot over, trace the next one. Lowercase Q says qu. Scoot over, trace the last one. Lowercase Q says qu. Scoot over. Oh no, there is nothing there. What shall I do? Yes, please write your own. Lowercase Q says qu. Lowercase Q says qu. All right, write all 3. 3 in a row. Lowercase Q. 3 in a row. Now let's look at number 3. If you look at number 3 and go across, you'll see lots of dark black letters. I want you to look for all the capital Qs that you can find. Ready, go. Circle the capital Qs, the uppercase Qs. Stay on number 3. Don't circle anything you traced or anything you wrote. Just stay on number 3. How many capital Qs did you find? Me too. I found 2. 1, 2. Now let's look for the lowercase Qs. Ready, go. The lowercase Qs. Remember to stay on number 3. Don't go up and circle anything you traced or anything you wrote yourself. Just stay on number 3. The dark black letters. You're looking for lowercase Q. I'm going to count mine. 1, 2, 3, 4. I found 4. How many did you find? Good. So we have 2 capital Qs and 4 lowercase Qs. Let's move on to number 4. You should see a row of pictures. I'm going to name the picture for you, and I want you to circle it if it begins with the letter Q and makes the qu sound. Ready? Number 4, gas. That's gasoline. Does that begin with the letter Q? No. Leave it alone. The next picture is a question mark. Question. Yes, I hear it too. Circle that. Question begins with the letter Q. The next picture is queen. Queen. Do you hear the letter Q sound? Qu. Me too. Circle the queen. The next picture is monkey. Monkey. Should we circle monkey? Does that begin with the letter Q? No, leave it alone. The next picture is a quarter. Quarter. Yes, circle it. Quarter begins with the letter Q. And the last picture is feet. Feet. No, we're not going to circle that. So we should have question, queen, quarter, circled. Because they all begin with the letter Q and they make the Q sound. Boys and girls, we finished the whole activity. You rock, I roll, together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. See you next time. Bye.